Sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Amachono bakwethu, olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngolesithathu mhla ka 21 enhlangula 2023 ngoPraxedes Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Namhla ngizofala amaphepha ami kwi-nomination court ukuvela kumele kwenziwe xa ukuthi umuntu uzafuna ukangena kukhetho. Abantu bangimelele nje ukuthi ngizosebenza nabo. Yindawo esalela emuva kakhulu efuna i-development. Mina vele ngumuntu we-development. Mina sengiqalisile ukuthi imigwaqo, ukuthi amanzi, ukuthi amagetsi, lokunye okunjalo. Wi-Fi laba i-person for youth ukuthi kube le-digital court.
Uyisiphithiphithi yemithethondaba yokubhalisa labo abafisa ukuncintisa kukhetho lwalonyaka bemele amabandla abo ezombusazwe kuma nomination courts ezabelweni zonke zelizwe.
Indaba ye-nomination fee isuke yasiphambanisa thina njengebandla ngoba besilokhe sile themba lokuthi bazayehlisa ama-fees but bagcina befika ku-stage sokuthi besitshele sokusela amalanga amalutshwane ukuthi baqhubeka nge-$1,000.
Abebandla LMRP labo benelisile ukuthi babhalise amalunga abo azancindisa ukhetho lwalonyaka ku-nomination court kubulawayo. Ngesikhathi umhlaba wonke unanza usuku lwe-Refugee Day izolo, abeZimbabwe kwelebutsana bakhiphe imizwa etshiyeneyo ngokuhlala kwabo elizweni elingumakhelwane. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Bekuyisiphithiphithi emithethwandaba yokubhalisa labo abafisa ukuncintisa kukhetho lwalonyaka bemele amabandla abo ezombusazwe kuma-nomination courts endaweni ezitshiyeneyo zelizwe. Abantu bedlula abalishumi babikwa bebhalisile namhlanje befuna ukuncintisa kukhetho lokudinga umongameli welizwe. Kodwa kubika kube lokuxokozela ezigabeni ezijiyeneyo zelizwe lapho kubhalisa labo abafuna ukuncintisa ukuba ngamalunga edalela ephalamende. Okugcine kubangela ubana abanye bakhethe ukubhalisa bezimele bengela mabandla ezombusazo abawameleyo. Kubika uEzra Jesus Banda weStudio 7 ekobulawayo.
Abafuna ukumela amabandla abezombusazwe babuye ngobunengi obulawayo ukuzofaka amaphepha lembadalo yokuthi benelise uncintisa kukhetho lwama-harmonized elections olwenziwa mhla ka-23 Ncwabakazi. Umphathintambo wezemali uProfessor Mthuli Ncube yena ufake amaphepha akhe emele ibandla le-ZANU-PF elokitshini le-Court Park obulawayo.
Namhla ngizofala amaphepha ami kwi-nomination court ukuvela kumele kwenziwe xa ukuthi umuntu uzafuna ukangena kukhetho. Abantu bangimelele nje ukuthi ngizosebenza nabo. Yindawo esalela emuva kakhulu efuna i-development. Mina vele ngumuntu we-development. Mina sengiqalisile ukuthi imigwaqo, ukuthi amanzi, ukuthi amagetsi, lokunye okunjalo. Wi-Fi laba i-person for youth ukuthi kube le-digital connectivity.
Bekukhangelelwa ukuthi Ncube uzancintisana no-Dr. Thokozani Khuphe we-Citizen Coalition for Change. Kodwa sizancintisana nosakhulayo uMnumzana Phasa Sibanda we-Court Park.
Nxa sisuka lapha amaphepha esengenile akusamiwa sesingene ground isigijima sokukhankaswa i-Court Park isiphendulekayo. Ngazalelwa ngakhulela e-Court Park so ngiyakwazi ukufunakalayo njalo ngiwumfana omncane osakwanisa ukugijima.
Ibandla lezaphulalo liyancindisa kulolu khetho. Umnumzana Andrew Ndlovu ufuna ukumela inkulumane uchaza kabanzi ukuthi kungani ibandla lakhe lingancindisi kumongameli.
Isizathu silula nje ukuthi zona la ma-fees vele ama-20,000 USA kuvele kunokhana for 1,000 to 20,000 akula ratio calculation lapha. So these izinto ezinye ezikhanya zivele ziyimigoqo yokuthi izaphu ibisifaka ama-MPs lama-councilors.
Umnumzana Trust Mkhonazi ngowezaphu njalo ofuna kumela iphumula yena besebotshiwe qeda ufaka amaphepha akhe.
Ngithe ngiqeda ukufaka amaphepha waso ngase siyahlala phansi ngisalinde i-process yabo. Wazosuba nojaha omunye ohlala eceleni kwami lapha. Ngasengithika ngiphi i-contacts zakhe. Wasebhala i-contacts zakhe ephepheni. Mina ngasenginyenyezela ukuthi ngu-trust umkhwananzi ngisenze ukuthi mase ngimfonela yinke ngabotshwa
obemela intumbane edalela eparlamente umnumzana dikilizwe chuma we-TCC ujiwe ngaphandle kodwa ugcine faka amaphepha akhe ezimele yedwa independent candidate
i-election eziwe ntumbane hall ngababhuqa bonke including gift panda prince dube labo bonke ababekhona surprisingly I've been omitted from the final contestant. I was disqualified on the last minute. I received my disqualification on the 11th hour on a Friday at 11 p.m.
Independent.
Zangena sibila sose ngekele ngoba if we fail to fight for ourselves, then we are allowing the system to be paralyzed.
Ukoko Sanelisiwe Chuma obefakwe ukutamele i-TCC njengosenator kodwa bamvimba abanye bakhe ukutangene. Uzonde okwamagama.
This is what my chance kade mfanele ngibe layo mina ukuthi lami 5 years zona lezi iparty la yiki ngirecognize njengomuntu ukuthi khona balabantu abadala labo. Ingazani izano ngale izalukazi zigcwele khona ngale bayazinanzelela kanti mina enganazwayo nginjani
ozamela imakhandeni kukhetho luzamnunzana Decent Patila uthi i-TCC imuli ucela ukuthi babambane
into esikhangeleyo ukuthi sibe lo president olohlonzi njengobana silayo ubaba uNelson Jamisa njalo sithi sinsenza njalo enelise ukuthi uza kuba le cabinet nxa sesingeni lesi sisembusweni wonke umuntu uza kuba lakho aza kwenza akula muntu ovalelwa phandle ngokunjalo akekho umuntu owinileyo akekho umuntu odliweyo sonke singamalunga ebandla
usenjalo abanye abebandla le-TCC ku-senate laku-PR amaphepha abo bengavunyelwanga ukuthi afakwe kodwa kuthiwa aphuzile bekungakhanya ukuthi azathiwani singabuyike emoyeni amasingo eben kubika kulokuphoselana aqatha phakathi kwabasekela umeya walelo dolobho webandla le-TCC umnumzana Colin Mabokhe nabasekela igqwetha elilwela amalungelo oluntu umnumzana Martin Mureri webandla linye ongiyo losekelo lwebandla ukuthi ancintise elimele Mabokhe ocine ekhetha ukuncintisa ezimele ethi noyi abasekeli be-ZANU-PF babikwa labo beke bahluphana sebefuna ukuvimba abanye abakhethwa libandla besithi kababafuni idalele nomination court lihlale ezigabeni zonke zelizwe namhlanje okwamanje akwaziwa ukuthi izozala nkomoni njengoba kulabaningi abakade belokhu bengakenelisi indingeko zonke zokubhalisa besabhekane lobunzima obugoqela kusilela kwembadalo lokunye ngiba nesitho 7 ngikobulawayo igama langu Ezra Jesus Banda
Lokhu esisedabeni lunye ole nominations court abebandla ele MRP lapho labo benelisile ukubana babhalise amalunga abo azancintisa kukhetho lwalonyaka. Anastasia Ndlovu Studio 7 ubele thuba lokuxoxa lonobhala ubona ngokwethula kwemibiko kuleli bandla umnumzana Mbonisi Gumbo ochasisa ukuthi bakuhambise njani namhlanje.
Ibizwe lami ngingumbonisi Gumbo oyemthwakazi Republic Party lapha size ukuzoncedisa ama-comrade wethu ukuthi angene as candidates for ama-councillors kobulawayo.
Magistrate ngale lihambe njani kuma-MP?
Indaba ye-nomination fee isuke yasiphambanisa thina njengebandla ngoba besilokhu sile themba lokuthi bazayehlisa ama-fees. But bagcina befika ku-stage sokuthi besitshele sokusela amalanga amalutshwane ukuthi baqhubeka nge-$1,000 esuke yasikhama njengebandla elingela funding kwezinye indawo sifandwa ngama-members ethu so kusuke kwasehlula ukuthi sifielde ama-MPs amaningi kodwa sifakile abalutshwane e-South labalutshwane futhi e-North lakobulawayo so sizobakwazi kusasa kumbe ebusuku namhlanje ukuthi abaphumeleleyo bangaka ama-councillors ukuthi lama-MPs mangaka aphumeleleyo
lithini ngokuswelakala kwamabizo abantu ku-voters roll
into esiyethusa kakhulu sikhuluma nje kule 3 ama-candidates ethu lapha kobulawayo aseke yabiselwa endlini ukuthi bayodinga ama-nominators ngoba ama-nominators ade bawafakile kuthiwa kabonakali ku-voters roll kodwa thina besile siqiniseke sokuthi ngama-registered voters so omunye ushota nge-2 omunye ubeshota nge-1 so sebehambile ukuthi bayelungisa bephenduke njalo futhi ngapha ku-nomination court into esidanisa kakhulu eyenza ukuthi singabi lesiqiniseko sokuthi ukhetho lolu luzabe lu free and fair August 23, 2023.
Yikwini elikukhangeleleyo kusukela namuhla kusiyafika ilanga lokhetho lalapho sokumenyezela ukhetho impumela yokhetho
into esikhangeleleyo ukuthi kusukela namhlanje imedia ivuleke isinikeze lathi amathuba ukuthi sikhulume lokuthi sikampene basipublicize labo enye into esikhangeleleyo ukuthi amapolisa engahluphi abantu bakithi engahluphi amacandidates wethu angahluphi amaparty officials ngamaclearance lawa abafuna abo 14 days labo 7 days sikhangelele ukuthi from now on ama candidates ethu akwazi ukungena through in fact akwazi ukukampena ezindlini lokungena lapho kumele bangene khona bekhankasa bengahlutshwa ngamapolisa
impumela yokhetho lithini
ngayo ngiyinye yezinto esicabanga ukuthi iqhakathike kakhulu for ama councillors lama MPs esikhangelela ukuthi kwenzakale according to iconstitution yethu ethi khona ukhetho kumele ku-announce ama results within 5 days njalo sikhangelela ukuthi kungabi le violence njalo kungabi le intimidation from state security
alithini nje ngayo indlela ukhetho luhleleke ngayo oluka 2023
okwakhathesi in terms of nomination izek ayangis twalise nzima basitshela kusesele isikhati bathi sibisa amafomu ende besilethile amafomu abanye balethe 3 days back 4 days back so in terms of actual process ngapha angeke sikhale kangako kodwa iprocess eyiyo eqhakathekileyo ngecampaign esiyo esingala freedom khona ukuthi sikhulume labantu sikhankase sifaka ama posters ethu senze imhlangano because amapolice abe siharasa every now and then
lobe kungumnumzana Mbonisi Gumbo unobhala obona ngokwethula kwemibiko ebandleni ele MRP Ngesikhathi umhlaba wonke unanza usuku ole World Refugee Day izolo, abeZimbabwe weleBotswana bakhiphe imizwa etshiyeneyo ngokuhlala kwabo elizweni elingumakhelwane. Kukanti ke abayiziphepheli bona bekhala ngokuthi ngabe bayakhitshwa ezinkambeni bafakwe emphakathini. Intethele zindaba yeStudio 7 umqondisi Dube usiphalo lodaba ngokugcweleyo.
Noma nje sekusele ihlekana labeZimbabwe abayisiphephele abahlala enkambeni yeDukwi engaphandle kwedolobho leFrancistown kulokho kulabaningi abangaphandle abangena kuleli lizwe bezodinga ukuziphilisa. Abanye bathi noma nje kunzima ukuphila ngaphandle kwelizwe akufani lekhaya lapho amathuba omsebenzi kanye lawo umnotho esiya encipha. Umnumzana Faithon Spanda wasuka eZimbabwe ngomnyaka 1999 uthi eBotswana kuyaphileka yenaso wenelisa ukuvula ibhizimusi noma nje wafika ngumuntu owayesenza imisentshazanyana ama-peace jobs.
Impilo yethu lapha eBotswana njengoba sitshiyene nendlela esiphila ngazo sitshiyene thina esiku-construction hhayi siyadobhadobha sivile imisebenzi siyayithola ngikhulume esayidini yami mina ngiyayidobhadobha sivile eminye imisebenzi hamba kuni i-reputation yakho injani uthi uphila njani nabantu ungaphuma umsebenzi wenza kanjani wenza kahle kumbe usuthi ungabona imali ubusunyamalala
uthi ngitsho la kwezinye inhlangothi ezifana lemsebenzi ezandla lokho yamathuba ekhona kwabeZimbabwe
sebenza amathuba emsebenzi maningi ngokwesikhathi sezulu abacenti abazozokwenza vele imini kakhulu laba afuna ukuthi umsebenzi usebenze emasimini lezinkomeni umnengi kakhulu uyatholakala ohlabela ama advert anibe badinga abantu abanjena lapho kuyatholakala sibi umsebenzi ukhona ekuphileni mboya ukuphile kangcono sibi amangama yaphile kangcono abantu bonke abasuke ekhabesa lapha mbona balutshwane umuntu ongathi sefuna ukuyela ekhaya ngoba basedubeke kakhulu
unkosikazi Sindiso Sibanda yena usebenza njengomphathisikolo eHebron uthi la mathuba abomama abaphume bangena kwele Botswana akhona
ngombono wami omama labo baba abaselizweni leBotswana balama opportunities alinganayo sokusiya nje ngomuntu ukuthi umuntu yena uzimisele kangakanani kulokho akufunayo nxa uzimisele njalo ukhuthele usebenza kakhulu uyaphumelela konke okwenzayo okungaba yidisadvantage kungaba kubomama ekuthini ezikhathini eziningi abantu abangomama bakhangelelwa phansi njalo kulalokho esikubiza sithi yi GBV gender based violence
Ngesikhathi kunanzwa ilanga lesiphepheli izolo eDukwi, oZimbabwe bekhuluma emele isiphepheli unkosazana Patience Dakaona, ucele uhulumende weBotswana ukuthi abakhulule baphume enkambeni bangene bayihlala emphakathini labo.
Iningi leziphepheli ngelivela emazweni elingasoke libuyele khona. Isifiso sethu ukuthi uhulumende angezelele inani leziphepheli elingeniswa kumphakathi.
Ngokunjalo obemele inhlanganiso yeziphepheli umhlaba wonke jikelele e-United Nations High Commission for Refugees, uMnumzana Igosi Yabhanu, ulandule imbiko ethi abeZimbabwe ababehlala enkambeni yeDukwi babuyiselwa ekhaya ngokubanjwa ngamandla.
I think it was a good movement and good repatriation, and I'm hearing that some Zimbabwe...
Ngokubona kwami babuyiselwa ekhaya kuhle. Ngizwa kule mbiko ethi abanye babo sebaphenduka bezodinga imisebenzi lamanye amathuba okuziphilisa kwele Botswana.
Noma nje inombolo zitshengisa ukuthi kusele isiphepheli zeZimbabwe ezingaphansi kwamashumi amabili enkambini yeDukwi, ababuya bezophephela izathu zombusazwe kule nkulungwane lenkulungwane zabanye abahlala phandle bona bangena bezodinga amathuba okuziphilisa, labo abangabalelwa ukuthi yiziphepheli zokuhlukuluzwa ngumnotho welizwe langokuswelakala kwendlela zokunakekela ababizwa ngesiNgisi ukuthi ngama-economic refugees. Inombolo zogatsha lukahulumende weZimbabwe olwezim states ziveza ukuthi kulabeZimbabwe abaphose befike inkulungwane ezingamashumi amahlanu, i-48,000 abangena kwele Botswana kusukela ngomnyaka ka-2012. Ngingumqondisi Dube oyindaba ze-Studio 7 ngiSabron kwele Botswana.
Kwezivela kwamanye amazwe, indodana kamongameli Joe Biden welemelika uHunter usevumelene labachuchisa ukuthi uzavuma amacala amathathu awetheswayo aphathelane lokungahlawuli imithelo yakhe ngemfanelo kanye lokuba lombhobho yena esebenzisa izidakamizwa. Umsakazi weVoice of America uthi uHunter uzavuma amacala amabili awokwehluleka ukubhadala imithelo eye-federal tax ngomnyaka 2017 lango-2018. Icala lezidakamizwa lona lisukela ekuthini ngo-2018 uHunter wathenga umbhobho waqamba amanga kwababamthengiselayo esithi akasebenzisi izidakamizwa kodwa esazimhlophe ukubana wayesebenzisa i-cocaine. UHunter yena oleminyaka yokuzalwa engamashumi amahlanu lantathu 53 ubikwa engasoze yapike kodwa ulakho kujeziswa phansi kohlelo oleprobation lokumfakela imigoqo yokuthi phakathi kweminyaka ethize kumele aziphathe kuhle engadali amacala. Esigabeni sethu lapho esiphatha okumayelana labadabuka eZimbabwe asebehlala kwamanye amazwe, namhlanje uGibbs Dube uxoxa lomnumzana Joy Obusani Masuku ohlala kwele South Africa.
Nangise South Africa endaweni yase Christa.
Uye kunjani Christa kulapho?
Hayi, engakusho ukuthi uright khona, but niyazi baba, there's nothing sweeter than home.
Yebo,
njalo nje nokuhlalela evalweni ngalezi zinto ezenzakalayo, boma deep sleep, Pitoli, into efana naleyo. So isenza ukuthi nanxa sisebenza sigcine sisebenza nge-trauma, into efana naleyo.
Ngokugcina kusuka buhlungu ukuthi usebenze khonapho.
Yebo, ngoba awukwazi okulandelayo ngoba usungathulele ngasemalokishini, thola ukuthi umuntu akungenela ku asithi ngipoyisa, thola ukuthi akulona ipoyisa nje umuntu nje ufuna ukuzokureyida kuthathe into zakho.
Ye, so singathi wena kuyini okwakususekhaya waze wafika khona ngapho nxa wasiyela ngamafutshane?
Mina okwangisusekhaya ukuthi ngingubaba, ngineminyaka ewu-36, ngineyngane ey'ntathu zamantombazane eziyukuthi zidinga ukuthi ngizikhulise, ngizibone zisiba nekusasa elihle nazo. Ngisenabazali, umama nobaba sebegugile, umama naye una 67 and then ubaba naye ulanda naye 78 khona lapho. So okuwukuthi I'm a breadwinner mina ngakithi, okuthi wonke umuntu usuke ebhekele mina ukuthi ngifake ukudla etafuleni. ukuthi abantwana bami mina bahlala kuBulawayo, so ngiyenza show ukuthi kuBulawayo kufuze ngisende ukuthi bedle bebhadala irenti bebhadala igezi, ngoba phela ugesi wakuBulawayo akusilo wethu lo esiwujubhela lapha ebalokishini. Na nasekhaya kunjalo, ngiyenza show ukuthi ubaba naye thole okokuthi elusise umfana wenkomo, naye bekwazi ukugayisa uma kuholwa befuna la amadola wabo, bekwazi nabo ukubhadala. So I always make sure ukuthi ngiyathumezela ekhaya. So yiyo le nto yangenza ukuthi ngisuke ngizosebenza la, nje ngiyaqinisela ukuhlala la kulele kwelasemzansi ngoba angina another option.
Hey, kulo buzima mfowethu, manje-ke kuphile kanjani, njalo usebenza umsebenzi onjani baba?
Ngisesikolweni kahle kahle okuthiwa yi-Notcliffe High School, yilapho engisebenza khona. Ngisebenza as a second instant manager lapho, kodwa ngisebenzisa izandla zami lezi, yizo ezangenza ukuthi ngingene lapha nengqondo engaqinanga ukuthi I can weld, nokukhuluma nomlungu. Umlungu ngathi ngicela ungenzele into so ngiyakwazi ukuthi ngiyenze leyo. So yiyo le nto yangenza ukuthi ngingene lapha ngize ngifike kulesi stage.
Kunzima kanganani kulabo basukuthi?
Ubunzima ohlangana nabo, weli bengakhuluma behind my back noma bethini, bangibize ngamagama, kodwa-ke angilandeli kakhulu because mina ngingakho lapho, ngiyazi ukuthi ngifuna ukuphila kuphele, yikho ngingakho lapho.
Mhm. So singathi-ke nxa usukhangele sibili ukusebenza khonapho, kuyakubisela imadlana kumbe uthwele nzima sibili?
Imali khona yona, cause imali enginayo ngiyakwazi ukuthi ngibhadale lokho engiyabe ngifuna ukubhadala, like ma funeral cover, ma policy lawo, nokuthi nami ngidlale amastokfela namanye amadoda, nami ngikwazi ukuthi inkomo zami ezisekhaya umuntu ekwazi ukuzikhangela. So ngathi ngiyakwazi ukuphila ngale mali abanginikeza yona, cause it's nearly boma 9,000. So ngathi khona kuyaphileka, noma nenxa encane kodwa kuyaphileka.
Ye, so abantwana bathini njalo kubabona nini sokutheni kumbe ulamaphepha lawo eZimbabwe exemption permit, uminjani kunapho?
Yebo, ngisebenzisa yona i-permit noma i-SARS, ngiyayibhadala yonke intela, ngiyayibhadala. Kodwa-ke kuba buhlungu kakhulu uma sekuvuze ngibona iy'ngane zami ma ngasazifonelanga ngalawo ama-video calls, akusekho okunye ukuthi uzibone, ngoba even na last le holiday bekhona angizange akwazi ukuthi ngiye ekhaya ngendlela yokuthi you never know, uzothi uma uhambile lena uyehluleka ukubuya futhi, uyabona. So yile nto yangigcina ukuthi ngiyenza ukuthi ngiyehluleka nami ukuthi ngiyobona ifamily ekhaya. Kodwa njalo nje iminyaka yonke nginokuhamba phakathi nonyaka nangoDisemba, yilapho engithola khona isikhathi.
Umnumzana Joe Busane Masuku ngodabuka eZimbabwe kodwa osehlala kwele South Africa. Limuzoe xoxa lapho lo Gibbs Dube weStudio 7 eseJohannesburg.
Ngesikhathi senguquko kungacaci kahle okwenzakala emhlabeni, esikuzwayo kungayisikho esikubonayo. Sidinga iqiniso. Sitshelwa izindaba ezingaphelelanga, silahlekelwe liqiniso. Ngesikhathi sohlupho, amaphupho ethu, ithemba lezifiso zekusasa enhle kwenzakala uma abezindaba bekhululekile. Kumsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela izindaba ezitholwa ngokuzinikela okuphezulu. Sixhumanisa abantu ngokubethulela iqiniso. Umsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela okwenzakalayo njengoba kunjalo.
Inhlanganiso yentuthuko eyecholocho, indosakusa Cholocho Community Development Trust, ithi uhamba kuhle kakhulu umkhankaso wayo ukuthuthukisa ezempilakahle ezibhedlela lakumaklinika kanye lokufundisa izakhamizi amakhono emisebenzi. Uthuso Kumalo uxoxa lamalunga ale inhlanganiso, iningi labo asebesebenzela kwele South Africa.
Wabona ngokuqoqwa kwenhlelo zenhlanganiso ye-Indosakusa Cholocho Development Trust, umnumzana Wiseman Ndlovu uthe Studio 7 ukuthi uhlelo lwabo lolu lokuthuthukisa ezempilakahle ezibhedlela lemaklinika balusungule ngemva kokubona ukuthi kunengikuselelayo okudingwa isigulane. Uthi ngemva kokuthola uluhlu lwezinto ezisilela esibhedlela seCholocho District Hospital, basebenzisane lenhlanganiso yemingcwabo eNtulula Burial Society bathenga ama wheelchair lama crashes okusetshenziswa izigulane ezilokunzima bokuhamba. Utakusikho kwakuqala ukupha uncedo kulesi sibhedlela njengoba phambilini bephe ama iron, ama blood pressure machines, ama curtains kanye lokupenda indlu yabomama asebebelethileyo.
Asincedisanga kuphela iTsholotsho Hospital, kuphela nje ukuthi yiyo i-main lapho esifocus ekhona, kodwa sesike sancedisa la kwezinye indawo ezifana labo Thefunye, ezifana la khona ngale Madlamombe clinic, la kubo Phumula Hospital sesike safika khona. So sikhangelele ukuthi umsebenzi wokuncedisa ezempila kahle uye phambili.
Okokhela esibhedlela seTsholotsho uDokotela Mbonisi Nyati uthi izipho abazithole kuhlanganiso ye-Indosakusa zizasiza kakhulu izigulane. Uthi isibhedlela lesi sinakakela abantu abafika izinkulungwane ezilikhulu lamashumi amathathu 130,000. Uthi okubathokozisayo ukuthi akusikho kwakuqala inhlanganiso le ibapha izipho njalo bathemba akuzukuba ngokugcina. Isakhamuzi seTsholotsho umnumzana Zibusiso Sibanda odabuka eLucu eseGimila uward 6 onguye njalo umsungulo wenhlanganiso yeTsholotsho Youth Hub utshaya umpululu ngoxhaso abaluthola ezibhedlela.
Kuyinto enhle kakhulu eluncedo kithi njengomphakathi, ikakhulu thina abantu abatsha. Kuba lula ke kathesi ukuthi isibhedlela laphana senelisa ukunceda lokusiza abantu abaza bedinga usizo lwama-crashes lama-wheelchair.
Kodwa umnumzana Wiseman Ndlovu uthi akupheleli lapho, uthi ngemva kokubona ukuthi iningi lezakhamizi kasebenzi kukanti intsha iphetha ngokubalekela kwele South Africa uyadinga imisebenzi, sebeqale ukwakha isikolo samakhono emsebenzini.
I-college yethu i-college ekhangelele ukufundisa abantu imisebenzi yezandla, ikakhulu imisebenzi enjengokulima, yokuthunga, yokufaka amasola, i-beekeeping o ngithi ukugcina inyosi. Yiyo ama-skills lawo esikhangelele ukuthi abantu bewafunde nge-college yethu. Ngikhuluma nje manje i-college yethu isemaduzane lokuthi iqalise ukuthi isebenze. Sisaqedisa nje ukuthenga i-material ye-irrigation because sifuna ukuqala nge-irrigation scheme laphana. Sibe siloko esi-expanda siyenza okunye lokunye.
Isakhamizi semathethaneni eTsholotsho uNkosazana Sithembiso Ndlovu uthi uhlelo lwamakhono empilo lolu kufanele lukhange intsha yonke eTsholotsho ukuthi ibe yingxenye ye-Indosakusa.
Le nto iyimpumelelo kubani nobani, nami engisakhula yize sengikhulile, laba abeza emva kwami nabantwana bami, ukuthi impilo zabo zithuthuke, zithuthukiswa yithi thina singabazali babo. Abantwana bethu esibazeleyo nabantwana babo abazobazala bazothola ikusasa labo ngayo le Indosakusa engayijoyinayo.
Umnumzana Wiseman Ndlovu uto kwamanje inhlanganiso yakhe idinga uxhaso lwemali nempahla ezingasetshenziswa ezibhedlela ngoba kusase kuningi okudingakalayo. Mele Studio 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa, Nguthuso Khumalo.
Live talk namhlanje kuhlelo lwethu sikhangela uhlala kwemithetho ndaba yokubhalisa abafisa ukuncintisa kukhetho lwalonyaka ama nomination codes ezabelweni zonke zelizwe. Bonike isikhathi sethu kasavuma ukuba siqhubekele phambili silokhe sisonke kulolu hlelo, kodwa ke sike ngaka kanye singakayehlukani wothi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela. Bekuyisiphithiphithi emthethondaba yokubhalisa labo abafisa ukuncintisa kukhetho lwalonyaka bemele amabandla abo ezombusazwe kuma-nominations codes ahlaleke ezabelweni zonke zelizwe. Silugqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo nguPraxedis Jeremiah. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakare Zimbabwe.